Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is March 19th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Tomorrow's the first day of spring.
It is already.
That excites me. It is, and this is the earliest spring equinox they said we had in 124, 25 years. So I don't know how that works for sure, but I like spring.
I do, too. But I heard someone say on the program, or they were on I think it was the guy who was sitting in for Rush, and he was talking about the time. Says like a day ago, seems like a week ago. Last week seems like a month ago. And it really does. It just seems like we've been in this month of March for, certainly came in as a lion, and maybe it'll leave as a lamb. So we'll have to wait and see. But the markets, you know, they're kind of happy with some of the stimulus that's being pumped into the systems. And so we have pressure on gold dollars. The dollar is just going gangbuster. Gold today was down $1,460 at $1,472. Silver was up 15 cents at $1,219. Platinum was down once again 5.75%, down $36 at $592. Palladium is up 5%, $83. USDX today, 1.87 to the upside. I can't believe this. 102.76. That's going to bring 102.76. I just can't believe that. Yeah. Crude oil had somewhat of a rebound today. It was good to see it pop $5, 25.43. And I think with the stock market, the paper market's coming back a little bit today. Although, as little as it might be, maybe it'll put a little bit of calm into these markets. 20,080 up 181 points, less than 1%.
Well, before I forget, I'll ask you a question. Excuse me.
No.
I was told the markets may be closed on Monday. Is that true?
Is Monday a holiday?
Well, no, it's not a holiday. But I was told by some pretty good sources they may be closing down Monday. But they also might be going to electronic trading and not so much, I guess, you know, on the floor trading.
Well, the
I
New
don't
York
know if
Stock
that's all true or not.
The New York Stock Exchange, but not all of them, not all the exchanges, they're shutting down and going electronic. So, I mean,
what's the reason for that?
I'm just assuming the volume and the virus, the combination of the two.
Okay.
We talked about that, I don't know if you and I did or Dave and me did the other day. Last week, I think we talked about that. And so part of your information
that
you received is correct, but... Yeah, you asked me if it's ever happened before. So
I may have, Melody. There's so much stuff going on, I don't remember yesterday.
How old are you, Butch?
150.
Well, see, I'm 39 and I remember everything.
Now, I feel like sometimes I age 20 years in one day, you know, but with all this stuff going on, I mean, really and truly, I'm trying to cover a lot of things here because I want to know, but it's like putting together a small jigsaw puzzle. You know, those little tiny pieces, and you got 10,000 of them. You're trying to fit together, get a picture of it. And it's just sometimes overwhelming. It really is.
Well, there's a lot of, I don't consider fake news to some degree, yes. But what happens in a lot of these stories, there's a little bit of truth, and then everything gets exaggerated on.
Of course,
a lot of these stories are sensationalized, and I think that's what we do is we bring everybody back to reality. This is it. You know, to the best we can for the truth that we we find, research, and come to the conclusions and our opinions. So the S&P was up 11 points at 2,409. 10-year yield, 1.12%. That was down 0.15. Euro was 107. That's catering, 2.45. And European and Asian markets, Europe has a little bit of a reprieve. Germany was up 2%. London was up 1.4%. I mean, Germany just has gotten hammered. Hong Kong, Japan were both negative for the evening. And, you know, I think maybe that there's a sigh of, you know, maybe somebody, folks are taking a sigh of relief, or I don't know. You have to have a good day in the paper markets every now and then. But the key thing is, you know, everybody focuses on why gold and silver are so low and the premiums are so high. And it's the demand has been overwhelming. And, of course, that always puts strain on inventory. The inventory was never strong to begin with. It's just like we had a nice, even pace. There was enough inventory to supply the number of buyers. And it was a nice, even, steady pace. And when you had the stock market going to 30,000, who wanted gold? Smart people did. They bought it.
I want to ask you a question too, because this I'm learning, I'm watching this, and you're the expert on this. But I'm seeing some people are saying on the radio and other places that they're going to undersell anybody on silver. The premium they're asking for is two something, almost $3 a premium above spot, and some of them up to $4 a premium. Isn't that a little bit high still above premium?
My question is, they can't sell it that low.
Well, I don't know how that works, because they're not going to lose money on it.
And it depends on what the product is.
Well, I'm thinking Silver Eagles.
You can't buy Silver Eagles? No.
Okay.
Now, let me say, I'll say one thing. I have Silver Eagles, but I can't sell them because I bought them at a higher price. And if I sold them based on the price that I paid for them, because we keep things in inventory.
Sure.
It's my inventory.
Of course.
The price has dropped, so unless I sell them at a much higher price, then I'm going to lose. So I'll just sit and wait. You know, price will go up, premiums will adjust, and, you know, everything's all fine. If somebody's selling them at 3 to 4 over, to me, what that's telling me is they're selling their inventory that they had because they need the money. Because there's no other reason why you would sell it. I did buy back some Silver Eagles from a customer. Well, I can't base his selling price to me on prices from 3 weeks ago. So what
right,
he
you
sold
know, yeah.
me, so what he sold me, yeah, I can sell, and I have sold at a lot lower premium. So
well,
why
would he sell now? Of all the times to sell, this is not the time to sell. Hang on to it. Why would he be selling now in the first place?
Because he's got a lot of it. And secondly, he's putting his kids through college, and it's time for tuition time. So he has a reason. And that's okay. That's what your gold and silver is for, just like what
sure.
you've done with your silver and stuff for, you know, all these years
that's
to pay
true.
Your mortgage off and everything. So it's putting
yep.
his kid through college. So that's why he has it. That's why he sells it. He has gold and everything else. So he's doing right by selling silver. So the people who bought that, yeah, they got a little, they got a good deal. But if you're just buying it fresh off the market, you're not going to be paying $3 and $4. And it's my opinion that if anybody's selling it at a 3 over for Silver Eagles, they're selling their old inventory at probably a loss or close to it. So,
I
don't know
understand.
How much that you won't be able to buy boxes of it.
Well, probably not.
You won't. I mean, I deal with the buyer in the. I deal with the buyer that I was told today from someone else that I know knows. He's the one that bought out all the inventory from the mint.
Really?
So he has a market. So he has a market on it. Now the mint's
wow.
going to continue to. The mint is going to continue to, you know, make inventory and get it on the shelf. But they only sell the mint. Only sells their inventory once a week. Because it's sold on allotments. And if I remember correctly, I can't say if my memory is perfect on this. If I remember correctly, the allotments dealers will go to the mint on Monday, and then the price is fixed on Tuesday. you know, and then the product is shipped and so forth. So that's, you know, I mean, that doesn't really have anything to do with products that is sold from a retailer to the customer. But so there will be more product coming on. But at this moment, that's what they did. They have it. They had captured the market. And I was telling someone earlier, the premiums that you're paying, yes, the silver is ridiculous. Do not pay $20, $21, $22, $23, $24. Buy something else.
Is junk silver available right now? Can you buy? How's a good time to buy junk silver then?
Yes. You can buy 90% silver. And whatever you heard, and there's people out there. I don't know if Peter Schiff is one. I shouldn't say any names. There's a lot of people. You don't want 90% silver because you'll never be able to sell it. Nobody will want it.
That's a
bunch of bull. It's the same way with the $20 gold pieces. Oh, nobody's going to want your coin. You have to go to auction and this and this and that and blah, 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 blah. It's a bunch of bull. They're feeding you a line. They're misrepresenting the market. And the only one that benefits from that stuff is them, not you.
Yep.
What you do, sure, in time, when we have an equal supply and demand issue, you get to choose what you want. You get to go to the store. You get to buy what you want, how much you want, no problems. But once we get into these types of markets, then you have to adjust your thinking. You have to think, well, you know what? If the premiums on this is so high, you know, maybe I better hold off on my silver because, you know what? I can always buy silver. I can always buy silver. But prices on gold, the premium is better. So maybe I better convert my idea of buying silver into gold. Don't be so focused on one product that you're not able to be flexible, because the whole bottom line that you're converting into the precious metals is to eliminate your fiat dollars. That's what's important. So be flexible. And the sad thing is, no one teaches you this. A lot of these online sellers, they don't teach you that stuff.
Well, they don't care. They just want to sell. They don't care.
They just want to sell.
You actually care for the people. And Melody, that's kind of unheard of most places in business. That you actually care for the people. That's right.
Especially in gold, in the gold and silver business. I had somebody yesterday. He wasn't arguing with me, but he wasn't letting it go. I says, why would you buy? How can you support people who promote selling jewelry as an investment? Oh, well, you know, it's a good thing in, you know, countries, but no. There's a time and place for various things to be purchased and bought. And in the market, as I mentioned, when everything is an equal sit, buy and sell, that's okay. You save the junk stuff for last. Jewelry is considered crap. It's the last thing you would want to put your hard-earned money into as an investment. But you know what? If all your Gold Eagles are gone, or if all your Maple Leafs are gone, or if all your Krugerrands are gone, all your $20 Liberties are gone, all your $10 Liberties are gone, then you might think, well, you know what? Everything else is gone. That's when you buy it. That's your last purchase, your last resort purchase. You have to put things into perspective and be flexible in these markets, because it's only going to get worse. I'm not saying we can see some improvements along the way. We might. I don't know. I don't have that crystal ball, and nobody else does either. But I think we've actually turned a corner of where we're headed. There is no more going back. There is no more going back. We have a new future ahead of us. And I don't know, the bumps, the hills, the valleys. Some, you know, it might seem things are good. Some might. I don't care if this is a hoax or what it is. You have to take it, to me personally, what I do, I take it seriously. I don't panic, but I do take it seriously. And you have to see what your next steps are to protect yourself. And
absolutely.
That's what we do. Yeah.
You have to think it through and then seek wise counsel. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean,
so
that's why I ask you questions sometimes, even not on the air, I call and ask you questions because I don't have all the answers and I want your input.
Yeah. You know, so I'm trying to explain. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Butch. So, you know, on these I want to explain how these gold and silver, how the pricing works, how the products, how that works. And don't be stuck on something. Some people says, nope, I want Silver Eagles. I'll call back later. Really? What was your point of even calling and getting into silver anyway? Because of a ratio? Our problems are a lot bigger than the gold and silver ratio. A lot bigger.
And I think we're beginning to see that coming about very quickly now. I mean, Melanie, I'm not a prophet. I'm not prophesying anything. But in my opinion, I think this is the beginning of a huge hurt on this whole country and around the world. See, we keep forgetting, because I live in America, and that's where I see these things happen. But the world's going through the same thing. Could this lead to a one-world currency they talked about for so many years? Could it actually come up to that? Because the whole world is in financial strain. Italy's over. France is about done. Germany's going under. I mean, how long before people say, we got to do something here? We got to equal things out. We got to do something to preserve what's left of our economy. So wouldn't the world currency make a good thing to do? Back up or something, like you said before, back a little bit of gold and make it a world trading dollar? And then go back to some other dollar here in this country and in France and other places. It's got to happen, Mel. They can't keep on going down this road because they're collapsing every day.
I mean,
they
you're
only
absolutely
fall so far.
And you're absolutely correct. And to me, it is about your money and preserving your wealth. Bank of America comes out and says, hey, recession is already here.
Yes.
It's Bank
absolutely.
Of America. They said wealth is going to be destroyed. Your wealth is going to be destroyed, and Bank of America's and those like them are the ones who destroyed it.
That's
along
exactly
with
right.
Government
this
and
was
Wall
planned.
Street.
This was planned, and you and I, are going to pay for it. They're not. We are.
They're
always
not.
Do. We always do pay for it. The peons end up footing the bill for everything.
So how this plays out, and I, you know, I encourage you to tune into tomorrow's program. It was a pretty good program with James Corbett, and we're heading into a break right now. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website. And guys, we are updating it, and there's some things on there that was brought to my attention that aren't working, and I'm going to try to get them fixed. But you can listen to the radio program live at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, or the archive. So that is the important part. And we always encourage you to call us because we want to talk to you. I get to hear stories and I get to share them with other people. And that's what's so important. And that's why we have, we need to keep this great line of communications open through the, a network, because it is important to share. And so... email me. They can email me. I do appreciate if you can email me, do so. DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. DiscountGoldAndSilver@yahoo.com. There's going to be a lot of crazy things going on out there, particularly in the gold and silver market. And so it's important that you keep me, if you hear things. And, I mean, it truly is amazing. You just have central banks around the world just deploying trillions of dollars just to keep economies running. And And what's interesting is countries around the world, central banks are deploying trillions of dollars to keep their economies running, which is ruining their currencies, but then it's making ours strong because of that.
But Melody, we're doing the same thing.
And we're doing the same thing, but because all the other currencies, and that's why they're going to put gold in the basket of currencies. So
yes,
when these
they have to
stabilize these currencies, and that's what they're going to do. And that's where we'll see gold used first. We're not going to see any change to our currency until people are wiped out of their wealth. Their savings.
And
then
they'll be crying for answers. Yes, they'll be crying for answers. They really will. You know, I got an article here. This kind of ties with what you're saying.
I just want to say one more thing. I did look this up on Bloomberg, but I heard this earlier in the week, but there was two people, two traders on the New York Stock Exchange that was tested positive for coronavirus. So that's
really
why they're shutting it down.
So they're going to go to electronic. There'll be no traders on the floor.
They're
going
to go to electronic trading, correct?
Okay, and I understand there's two congressmen or senators also proved positive. I believe that's right.
Yes.
So some of the government officials are proving a positive also. We will see. But I thought this article out of Baltimore was kind of interesting, and I read it, and I looked at it twice to make sure I understand what we're saying here. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young urged residents to put down their guns and heed orders to stay home after multiple people were shot Tuesday night amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Young said hospital beds are needed to treat positive COVID-19 patients and not for senseless violence. Seven people were shot Tuesday night in the Madison Park neighborhood as Baltimore reopened a reported fifth positive coronavirus case Wednesday. I want to reiterate how completely unacceptable the level of violence is that we have seen recently, Young said. We will not stand for mass shootings and increase in crime. So they would stand for before, but now because of coronavirus, they won't stand for it any longer. Shoot all you want to, but wait, get this coronavirus under control.
I know.
I'm laughing. It really isn't funny, but we just stop this for right now. We can't stand this. We need the hospital beds. And as soon as we get this taken care of, start shooting each other again.
That's what I said yesterday.
I mean, how ignorant.
Do you know what? That's one way of looking at it, and you're right. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, although we didn't laugh. But I like to hear your laughter.
But I mean, you know, come on, though? People, quit killing each other. Just stop till we fix this. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre,
Butch. It is bizarre. It is bizarre. You know, I'm laughing. It is funny, but it's sad. And I don't know how else to do it. I mean, I handle a lot of things.
That's what
laughing,
I said. It was sad yesterday. It was sad.
It is.
Well, I looked at it this way. It's sad that they can't. They're asking them to stop. Why don't they just arrest their butts?
Well,
and prosecute
them. Yep, but they have to
throw them in jail.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Melody. The way it's written, it's like he's saying, okay, we let it go till now, but we're not going to tolerate it any longer. You know? You kid behavior, we'll take away your toys now, you understand? All right, I'm going to move on with that now, but I had to share that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because you put a different perspective on it, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you look at the things like the Philadelphia Fed says factory index slumps by most on record. I mean, businesses are going down like rocks. I mean, they're like dropping a rock in a creek. It's disappearing. It's happening. And it's going to get worse. I don't want to scare people, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. I mean, we have governors calling the National Guard. We have grocery suppliers that can't meet the orders that people are calling in for groceries. You know, they can't keep up with it. And of course the trucking companies or the outfits are having trouble. I mean, some of the places are even trying to close down their rest stops along the four lanes. I mean, what would truckers do? I mean, where are they going to go? You know, I think they changed their mind on that. But the point of it is, if they ran out of food and truckers can't get there, Melody, then there will be a panic. I mean, I just talked to a caller today. His name is William. He works at Walmart. He said they're breaking up fights in the store of a bottle of water and toilet paper. Now, that's with nothing really all that short yet. If this continues and they have to shut down everything along the road and shut down trucking, and there really is a shortage to the point that it's not going to be in there for a while, what will people do then?
You know, people truly face, and I think folks are going through a denial. And I know even the most conservative, some conservative folks that I know, think that we have plenty of food, that the distribution systems is not going to be a problem. And, you know, I don't want to seem, I'm not panicking. I know the stories. I know how things go on and the lack of truth and everything. But I'm still on the sense is you have to take it seriously. You don't want
to
put other people's health at risk or your own. And the American people, we become so arrogant. We become so
spoiled. We're spoiled.
Spoiled.
We're spoiled.
Just
yes, we
we're going to do whatever we want to do.
Americans.
Yes, I had to do some errands today. It was the first time I've been out in days, well, except for walking my dog. But business as usual. I mean, nobody even seems to. I was kind of shocked. Here you have restaurants closed, and governments aren't going to close those. And yeah, I'm not a fan of government, trust me. But, I mean, these places are closed, and it just doesn't matter. It just, I'm healthy, I'm not going to get sick, and if I do, so what? I'm thinking, what kind of attitude is that? I'm sure everybody has an elderly person in their family, or someone else in your family that might have is not healthy as they should be. And to think about and not to think about anybody else but yourself. I don't know. It's just an observation. I'm not perfect either, but just an observation, Butch.
Well, that's about all we can look at right now. I mean, we see a lot of things, Melody. Now, we can put together two and two and see a lot of things coming about. We know that's true. But common sense is kind of flew out the window because, like I said, we're spoiled people.
Yeah,
we've been
yeah.
spoiled a long time.
And
that ties in
yeah.
with... Yeah, arrogant. That ties in with Israel in the Old Testament. God had blessed them. They become prosperous. They forgot him. And they said, well, God will never leave us. I mean, look at us. Well, we got everything here. That's what America's become. We become mm-hmm. a nation that has become very, I guess you say, narcissistic. Really, seriously. I just reading the other day that the crime rates since 1960 in America has went up 550%. That ties in basically with the time they took prayer out of school and did a lot of things to forget there's a God and there were moral laws that she lived by. And most of these crimes come out of children with no daddies at home to help raise them, just single-parent households. So America has poured herself in to be judged, ripe for judgment, and we're seeing it happen. But we still deny it's happening. Let's face it, Melody, we're still spoiled. I mean, you and I are going to have something to have for supper, some supper tonight. We'll sleep in a nice dry bed tonight. We're blessed beyond measure still. But if it keeps going down like it is right now, then all of us are going to have to kind of tighten the belts and do something because it could really touch all of us real soon. The government's wanting to bail people out, send them a $1,000 check and guarantee their free health care and all kinds of this. That all sounds wonderful. But the government can't afford to do that. We pay that bill. And they're in debt trillions and trillions of dollars, Billy. They can't do that very long. It's all facade. People got to understand, you're getting a $1,000 check, and that's wonderful that people still take this piece of paper for something of value. But in all truth, there is no value to that. It's a digital computer or a piece of paper in your hand. There is nothing of intrinsic value in what you're doing for us. It looks good. It sounds good. But like everything else happening, it's going to collapse. It is collapsing. How long before we start realizing that this has been a farce, at least since 1964?
Yeah.
I mean,
since
what else can I say?
Since 1933 and earlier than that.
Yeah, so. Yes. I mean, in 64, the last vestige of anything worthwhile behind the dollar, the silver was gone. I mean, that was it. There was nothing left there to really back the dollar. We had the oil dollar. That didn't last long. It's been a facade for a long, long time. And the people still don't want to see that. And now we have Trump invoking, you know, the Emergency Powers Act, the War Powers Act that was passed, like 70 years ago, the Defense Production Act. That wasn't constitutional when the Constitution was written. It wasn't even constitutional in World War II. It was written 70 years ago. They can take over companies and make them produce what they want to, private companies. And because he said he's a war president now. So we're seeing things happen incrementally, yes, but it's still happening. When the National Guard is called out for whatever reason, that is an arm of military, and they are to have no sway in civilian matters, but obviously they are. So I don't think we've seen anything yet. I really don't. I think we're going to see a lot more happen before this is over.
We are. And again, I'm in the belief, it's my own personal belief, that this is all by design. I've heard people say, well, this is a test run for them. No. 2008 and the Great Recession was the trial run. That was the trial run. That was how they could figure out how... Look what they did. Look at all the programs they created. And they're using those same programs now. And it all goes to who? It all goes to all these bailouts. It's like, let one or two of them just fail. Oh, we can't do that. There's too many jobs. You know what? it's everybody's job that's at risk. Why? How can you save some and not others? Who has the right to choose who gets? Well, I guess they do. Who has the right to choose who works and who doesn't work? Why is there the jobs at Boeing more important than the lady who's waitressing at the restaurant?
It depends on that to feed her children.
That, yes.
And yep.
So,
I do agree.
You know, and you know what? If they weren't bailed out all the time, maybe they would manage to have their daily expenses, have them actually use their profit to pay for their expenses. So when there's situations, they would be able to weather it without asking for a bailout, a handout. But corporate welfare at your finest here in the United States of America.
Well, the corporations have run this country for a long time, and they've never had to pay. When back in 2008, when the banks and corporations were supposedly going under, they didn't pay. They profited. We paid. And now it's going through the same thing again, only this time worse. At least back in 2008, most people were still working. There wasn't a panic. They weren't quarantined. They weren't told to stay off the roads and not gather together for family picnics, whatever. Do you know they're even thinking about, they even want to start doing funerals online? I guess you've seen that, right?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, they're going to do funerals online. You can't go to grieve over your loved one. They're going to do it online. This didn't happen in 2008.
No.
But it's happening now.
Right.
It's happening now. This got that much worse.
Yeah,
well, yeah. This is financial. I mean, this all goes
worse.
Down this year. I mean, they put us in a matrix, and yep. They're costing our livelihoods. Most people's retirements they had in the market are about gone. How much do you think, Molly? The people have lost they had to retirement in the market. I mean, what percentage would you say they lost? 50% maybe with the 10,000-point drop.
Oh, they've lost a lot.
I mean, that was half the market,
trillions.
Right? From 29,000 down to... Go ahead.
I've seen 5 trillion has been lost. It's probably more than that, but the last number I saw was five trillion since last week.
Well, the market, but I'm sure in reality, dropped almost 50%. We know that, from 29 down to 20. I mean, or less. So anyway, it's break time.
Oh. We got break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick all around the limbo clock. Now, hey, let's do the limbo rock.
Well, it's hard to do that with a microphone in front of you, isn't it?
What?
It's hard to do that with a microphone in front of you. Hard to go on the limbo stick with a microphone in front of you?
No.
You know, okay.
I'm 39, right. Remember.
Oh, that's right. What can I say?
All right. What's
now,
next?
Now, folks, you got to have some laughter. I mean, you got to laugh. But you really do need to laugh. It eases tension. It causes good endorphins to come out in your mind. It relaxes you. The Bible says a merry heart works good like a medicine. So laughter is important. It's a gift from our Creator. We should use it more often.
Well, maybe really. We're just not funny. Do you think we're funny?
I think we're funny.
I think so, too.
I crack myself up, don't you? But anyway,
I do.
I look in the mirror every morning. I laugh just as hard as I can laugh. Do that or cry. But
well, you know, in Las Vegas, there's strip clubs. Hey, everybody does become a little creative in things. They're going to offer drive-through peep shows.
Yeah, I saw that.
How about that?
I saw that.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to have machines that you can drive up, put your dime in, and pull the handle and gamble in from your car. Remember, something like the old drive-in movie theaters? Maybe they'll have machines outside, and I don't know.
Well, Todd played the song, "We're Staying Alive."
Staying alive.
But, you know, on a more serious note, I look at California.
Right.
We can keep on going if you want to. We can laugh all day. People probably love it. But 60,000 Californians, they say homeless Californians, have a good chance of getting the coronavirus. And I'm looking at this and thinking, that's California's fault. They have let these people take over the streets. Literally, pass laws where they can be taken off the streets. They can defecate on the streets. They can pee on the streets. Anything they want to. These people cannot be touched legally. They can block businesses. They can trash up everything, and they cannot be touched. So they've actually helped create this homeless situation in California. And now they worry about them getting sick. And they said they're going to have to increase the hospital beds to take care of these sick homeless. I have compassion, and a homeless person that is doing their best to do what's right, let's help them. But when you have a governor and a government that actually mollycoddles them and lets them do drugs and sell drugs and everything else they want to do in public, don't come crying to me because they're causing your problems now. It's really not fair to the homeless either. It really isn't. But you know,
it's one way to get rid of. No, it isn't. But it's one way to get rid of them, isn't it?
It is.
It's sad.
It really is.
It's sad.
But Melly, people today in today's world system are commodities. You know that they're not really people any longer. That's Nehemiah chapter 9, by the way, folks. Read it for yourself. They're commodities. They're used as chattel. I mean, they use you. You pay taxes. You live your life, and then they give you you die, they give a death ticket, take your name off the rolls, so they can take you off the taxing rolls, I guess you could say. And that's what they've considered people to be more. We're just some way for them to profit off us. And the Bible says they make merchandise of your souls. This is what we're seeing today. And it really hurts that they don't care about the people except that the people support their wealth. And really, a lot of them are so wealthy now, they don't really need the money. They want the power. They like the control.
Sure.
You know? And that's the way it is. And I know you see that much or more than I do. I mean, when corporations can bail themselves out with you on our backs, there's something not quite right here. Not quite right.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, there was, you know, when we talk about the consumers, how they're facing a massive credit crunch, there was an article by Wall Street Journal, and I just kind of had to chuckle. It isn't funny, because you have thousands of people. We talked about the waiters and bartenders and, you know, the airline. They're all out of work. We know they don't have any savings for any type of emergency. So, yeah, they're going to miss mortgages and credit cards and other loans that they have, because we're a debt-driven society. Consumerism is debt. Buy things that, you know, we don't have the money for. And so there hasn't been any payments, missed payments yet that are reported by the lenders. But some lenders have already announced programs meant to help. Now, here's Citigroup. This is how much they care for their people. It kind of sounds like a good idea, but when you think about it, they're increasing spending limits for cardholders. So in case you have rising out-of-pocket medical expenses. So, you know, I'm just thinking there. I mean, it does sound like a nice gesture. So if you do have medical expenses, you can put it on your credit card. But if you have your increased spending limit and you don't need the medical expenses, then what are you going to do? You're going to go out and go deeper and deeper in debt. So who's is it really helping? Is it helping you, possibly, if you need it? But it's really, in the end, helping Citigroup, because they get to have more money. People get to spend more money. You have J.P. Morgan Chase. They're delaying due dates for borrowers on cards, auto loans, and mortgages. Don't know if they're charging you for it. Goldman Sachs is allowing borrowers who have personal loans from his consumer bank, Marcus, to sign up to delay their payments for a month.
Well, how would the banks handle that when they have to bail out every night anyway? How are they going to handle the loss of revenue coming in from the people that they deal with?
That's right.
How are they
going to
do that?
That's right. How are they going to do that?
It just doesn't make sense.
So, you know, read the fine print before they start increasing your limits and before you think that you're getting something for nothing.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
No such thing.
I've learned that when somebody puts something in front of you that looks too good, and they try to give it to you, say it's all free, there's a hook in it somewhere. So watch out.
Yeah. What's next, Butch?
Well, I was looking here. The first time I see anything about Russia, wary of official virus claims, Russians brace for worse. Now, this time I see anything about Russia really speak about the virus. While President Vladimir Putin has reassured the public that the virus pandemic is under control, many Russians instinctively distrust the official claims and fear the true situation much worse. They look back to past disasters, from the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear explosion to 2010 forest fires, when the initial official reaction was to cover up the truth. In this case, Russia reacted quickly in late January as the virus epidemic raged in China, closing its borders that run 4,200 miles and banning entries to most Chinese citizens, including tourists. So that's first I've heard about Russia getting a little bit panicky. Maybe you've heard other things, but I haven't. I was wondering about them. I was wondering if the virus was affecting them at all. So apparently it is. It just hasn't got out our way yet to speak up. But if they're closing down the border with China, then something's going on there, because them and China have been trading partners for a long, long time. So I don't know about that. You may have some comments on that, but I just wondered about that. That was the first I've heard about Russia at all.
Yeah, I had my rant yesterday about us not closing our southern border. That was my rant yesterday.
Well, don't worry. Mexico's closing it.
I don't care. We're not.
No, we're not.
So that
means no.
Things aren't going in, but things are coming out. Things are coming into the country. We're just not sending them to Mexico. They're closing their side. We're not closing ours.
But that would be un-American to protect yourself like that, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it would be. Shame.
And we know what Russia...
But we closed Canada. We did close Canada, thank goodness.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Yep, I mean, they're the dangerous ones, apparently. But, but you know what's going on with Russia and Saudi Arabia, you know, kind of... They've hurt us with the oil move they made, but Senator calls on Trump to embargo Russia OPEC crude. We will not be bullied, is the message Senator Kevin Cramer would like President Donald Trump to send to Saudi Arabia and Russia about the unsettled oil markets that the two nations, along with the UAE, are presently flooding. The Republican senator from North Dakota issued a letter to the president on Wednesday calling for an embargo for crude oil from Russia, Saudi Arabia, and other OPEC nations. The letter requests that an immediate signal be sent saying that the United States will not be bullied or taken for granted, according to the senator's Twitter feed. Well, I wonder what would happen if they cut off the oil from Russia and Saudi Arabia. I wonder how long we could survive without it.
You know, the drop in price, yeah, they're having their little tit-tat, their tit for, you know, whatever you want to call it. And but the way I see it, and that might have started out that way, but on the other hand, we have global demand has fell out of the sky. And there's just a glut of it. And well, I don't think there's anything I don't think if they would have cut production, I think it still would have fell because there's just so much of it. The world economies aren't moving.
No, they're not.
Nothing is moving.
When industry slows down, yes. When industry slows down, then obviously the demand goes with it. I mean, you know,
And it was going down prior to all this happening.
That's exactly why, in my mind, it's one of the reasons why this is happening, giving an excuse to do it. I think that's one of the reasons.
So,
but the big three have shut down. Now Toyota's shutting down in some places. So, yeah, this is for real stuff. It is.
And but yet you have all these businesses doing everything. But yet when you go out on your street, it's business as usual. We have a caller, Butch. We don't have much time left. So let's bring Ivan on board. Good afternoon, Ivan.
Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen.
Yeah,
thank you. You're welcome. I have one quick point about this coronavirus and this new order Trump issued on yesterday about taking over certain, you know, industries and so on. I think it's the start of nationalization of the private industries, because they are. He was saying the airlines, marine, you know, the cruise ships and stuff like that, plus how they are talking about bailing out auto, and that might be, I listened to his talk earlier this morning when he was saying that it's possible, or somebody asked him from the reporters that it's possible to... Are they going to take part of the company, you know, over? And he said, "Yeah, that's definitely a possibility." So I don't know if you discussed it or not. I didn't have a chance. I was browsing the net for other stuff on Corona. But do you get it? Understand the thing of about taking over the partial, you know. Over of the industries,
of course. They talked about this a long time ago. Private, public partnerships between government and the businesses. This has been discussed for years. And yes, this is a big move in that direction, Ivan. I do believe that with Trump's War Powers Act. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to point it out because not even that they would. Work together, but total nationalization of the industries, you know, it's like they did in Brazil Venezuela and other areas, you know, a lot of slowly it becomes a dictatorship, you know. It's taking the there was a news report that in Italy they are arresting people for being on a street, but you know, because of the order not to be, you know, not to be to be quarantined at home, and they
if
are
they
jailing
don't have a
them,
reason,
and they have to,
yeah.
And they,
if
have
they don't a, have so a they, reason, yeah. If they don't
yeah.
have a reason, like the grocery store or the
yeah,
doctor
or
the pharmacy,
doctor, yeah.
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 Well, that's going to happen here soon. You're going to be asked pretty soon for your paperwork, comrade. May we see your paperwork? I mean, that's going to come here. If this continues like this, you'll be asked to have a letter of something to show why you're out on the roads or out in the streets. That's coming here. In Spain, they're flying drones around watching people, and the drones actually yell to people and tell them to go back home. Now, this is for sure, for real. I mean, they're actually
yeah,
flying drones around. They yell
myself,
at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it about the drones, yes. That's a good point. But what I'm, like I say, I think now the floodgates have opened and are giving the president and, you know, here as well as other nations, the power of total control over the people, you know, like communists did in Russia, you know.
I want to, we're just about out of time. I just want to let the listeners know, and you too, Ivan. Last night we recorded a program with James Corbett that will be aired tomorrow for the second and third segment, and it is a really powerful segment. So I encourage everyone to make sure they do tune in tomorrow. Of course, I'll be live for the first 20 minutes, and then it will be the recorded session from last night. So make sure you listen, because he talks about where we're headed and that our world has changed, and
absolutely.
It'll be very difficult to be the republic that we were or
yeah.
are supposed to be. So
okay, well,
thank
I
you,
just,
Ivan.
Yeah, have a nice rest of the week.
Thank you. We'll
God
talk
bless.
To you soon.
God bless.
Alrighty, God bless you too, and we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.